This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Testimony continues today in the murder trial of Washington area sniper suspect John Allen Muhammad. Muhammad is accused in the shooting death of 53-year-old Dean Myers last October. The trial began with an unexpected motion from Muhammad to serve as his own counsel, and the judge granted the motion. NPR's Brian Naylor reports on opening statements and initial testimony.
It was a surprising bit of theater in a case that has had no lack of drama. Muhammad stood alone behind a lectern, addressing the men and women who hold his fate. He spoke confidently, if not always coherently. His two court-appointed attorneys, now relegated to the role of extras, sat and watched. Judge Leroy Millett granted the 42-year-old Gulf War veteran's motion to represent himself after a lengthy meeting with attorneys in his chambers at a conference at the bench. Muhammad spoke from notes as he made his opening statement. At times he adopted a folksy approach he might have picked up from courtroom TV dramas. As jurors listened attentively, he told them, quote, "I guess what everyone wants to know is what happened." He said he thought there was just one truth, but learned there are three, the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. He said the evidence will show I had nothing to do with these crimes. Right now, he said, my life and my son's life are on the line. That was an apparent reference to 18-year-old Lee Boyd Malvo, who was also charged in the shootings and who is not related. The perils of Muhammad's decision to represent himself became apparent at one point in his statement. When referring to prosecutors, he said, quote, "We know something happened," adding, "They wasn't there, I was." And that is the type of risk Muhammad may encounter as his own counsel, says Robert Precht, an assistant dean of the University of Michigan Law School.
A lawyer can basically tell his client to keep his mouth shut, and the lawyer and the client in the courtroom can work together to present a portrait of a human being. But it's impossible to do that when the defendant himself is basically making statements.
In the prosecution's opening statement, Assistant Commonwealth's Attorney James Ouellette invited jurors to remember the day when Muhammad and Malvo were arrested last October. From this day forward, he said, the shroud of fear that enveloped so many of us began to lift. Earlier, Ouellette assembled the Bushmaster rifle linked to the shootings before jurors, resting it on its bipod on the prosecutor's table, seemingly ready to be fired again. Prosecutors called a number of witnesses. The first was a British military sniper expert. He testified many of the items found in Muhammad and Malvo's car, such as walkie-talkies and maps, were used by snipers. Under Muhammad's cross-examination, he conceded they could also have civilian uses. Commonwealth's attorney Paul Ebert then dramatically lifted the Bushmaster rifle into the air, asking if it were found in shopping malls. Malvo himself was briefly brought into the Virginia Beach courtroom, where the trial was moved in order to find a jury less affected by the case. Malvo was identified by a bank employee who testified she saw the pair in a parking lot near where Dean Myers was killed. Myers was shot while he gassed up his car at a Manassas, Virginia service station. Muhammad asked her why she remembered the pair. Was it because we were black, he asked. The witness denied race was a factor. Also testifying was Larry Myers, who talked about his brother's life. Afterwards, he told reporters he was not uncomfortable with Muhammad's acting as his own counsel.
It's just part of this process, and I know the trial is a long process. We have a long way to go. We just got out of the starting gate today. Anything can happen at any point in time, and we're just comfortable with the process and going with that.
Muhammad did not cross-examine Myers. That drama may yet come, as prosecutors have indicated they do intend to call other victims and relatives to testify against Muhammad. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Virginia Beach, Virginia.